I was thinking about a couple of different things today, and one of them was, do you hear the roar? In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And I was thinking about the roar, so I did a little research on the computer. And on the computer, it says the lion starts out very quiet in his roar. If you listen to a real one, and this is done by the Smithsonian Institute over in Serengeti. And it goes up to about 115 decibels, which is pretty loud. So it starts out real quiet, and it grows. And here I was thinking about today, how we get accustomed to things in the world. We live in a city now. When we first moved there and we had all the windows open, we heard the fire trucks and the ambulances and the police cars. Every time you turn around, there was something. Now they're still happening, but we don't pay attention to it. Why? Because we got accustomed to the noise. And just the same within the church. We hear the stuff in the church, yet we become so accustomed to it, we say, no, that's not for today. That's for later on down the road. Hebrews 2, starting in verse 1, it says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let things go. I remember this morning the TV I saw. One guy went 8 different times into a gas station ahead of my camera and stole gas because of the price. 8 different times the same gas station, and 8 different times they had him on camera. They did catch him. But they don't understand it's all these things that we see, the high prices of gas, the high prices of food, all these things are in the Bible. They're not listening to the roar of what's happening. We see the earthquakes, they started what? Years ago, they weren't too many. Now look at them. Years ago, there wasn't the floods. But look at the floods today. There wasn't the hurricanes. They're getting worse. Amen. The volcanoes are erupting more and more and more and more. Amen. People aren't paying attention to the signs of the times. Right. They are coming. They are getting here. And we don't pay attention to it. I want to give you an illustration. I think it helped maybe bring this a little bit into light. There's a guy out on the Niagara River. You all know Niagara Falls. Uh-huh. And if you're upstream far enough, you don't hear any noise. You just hear the water go peacefully by. Well, the guy went out on the boat one day, and he was just out there having a nice time trying to fish all the stuff as the boat was going down the river, and people were yelling, hey, you're getting close to the edge. Listen for the roar. Listen to what's going on. We're trying to warn you. Get up. Get in here. And pretty soon, he hears the roar, and he's over the edge. And that's just what is happening in the church today. People are not paying attention to what is being preached. They're not paying attention to what people are trying to witness to others. This is what God has done for me.
Right.
He's done this for me. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Listen to what people are trying to say, and they're putting it off. They're not hearing the roar that's coming. The roar that's coming is going to be Jesus coming back to take the church out. And everything we got here isn't going to be worth anything. Zephaniah 1, verse 18 says, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. Money isn't going to buy it. No matter how much we got, no matter what it is in our possessions, it's not going to get us into heaven.
That's right.
We was in a church over Memorial Day. And it was a major denominational church, and my wife and I were asked to go do the music, so we said, well, we'd try it. So we did. We gave a message and song. And at the very last song, the song was I'll Fly Away. You all know that song, very popular Christian song. We all get excited about it. I asked, how many are going to be flying away? And they all looked at me. And now the congregation, about 50, slowly 10 hands went up. I think it kind of struck home. I said, nobody going in a rapture? Nobody here knows about Jesus in this church, as exciting as the leadership is? Nobody wants to go. And they all looked at me like I was dumb. So they did sing the song, but they didn't hear the roar.
Amen.
People are being warned, and they're not listening to what God is doing.
Right, that's right.
And it's in the church today. These false revivals are popping up.
Right.
And I believe there's one in Florida's fall. The guy hit me about there not too long ago, and I said, it's not of God. He's not talking about Jesus. He's talking about an angel.
That's right.
And it's not of God. And it's, and don't let it get caught up in it. Well, miracles are happening. Are they real?
That's right.
God only knows. I don't think some of the things that are going on, or I've seen too many things in my lifetime. I've seen too many things happen. If we get caught up in it. Deuteronomy 6:10. And it shall be when the Lord thy God has brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not, and the houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then be aware lest ye forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
That's right.
When God gives us all these good things, we forget who gives them to us.
Right.
We need to understand that Jesus is alive. He is a well. He is coming back. Jack Van Empe agrees with you, brother. I won't say the year, but he says the same very thing. A couple weeks ago, I heard him say it.
Really?
Great. Yeah. And he gave an explanation of how he figured it out. But the idea is we're hearing some more of this, and people are not listening.
Right.
They're not listening to what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
They're not listening to what he's saying. They're forgetting who God is.
Amen.
I thank God every day that I'm able to walk around.
Yeah.
I thank God that he uses doctors to heal people.
That's
as
right.
Well as he heals a miracle himself.
Yeah.
It's his choice. I thank God for that. And I'm looking forward to my wife's surgery because she's going to be having that. And she's looking forward to why. She's got a peace knowing that God is going to do the work. It's not just the doctor. It's God involved in this. And she has a peace about it as I did. And see, when we have peace, what God does, we understand the dollar signs don't really mean much.
Right.
The tank of gas, drop in the bucket.
Amen.
The groceries. My refrigerator, I filled it last month and it's still full.
Amen.
I haven't eaten all the food yet and I've ate every day since.
Woo.
Something's happened. God is taking care of his people.
That's right.
So we cannot forget that God is the one that's doing it.
That's right.
We need to listen to the roar that's taking place. The signs of the times are getting closer and closer and closer and closer, and the roar is getting louder and louder and louder. Hear me, folks. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Listen to the roar. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready to go?